It took me investing in myself, and it was worth every penny. And you can kind of, you know, grab little quick courses online or whatever you can find, and you're not going to be ready. It took me really, okay, I'm doing this. Like, I am doing this. I believe in myself, and I want something different for my life. I want to love what I do. And I love being a nurse. I love caring for people. And this allows me to do that and have fun and have that work-life balance.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome everybody to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis the Laser Guy, where we interview people and their journeys in the wonderful world of medical aesthetics and cosmetic medicine. I'm here today with Chris from Reno, Nevada, who is a nurse practitioner. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good.
Now, when I met you probably three or so years ago at the National Laser Institute in Scottsdale, Arizona, refresh my memory, were you a nurse or an NP at the time I met you?
Nurse practitioner.
Okay, and how long have you been an NP for?
Now I've been an NP almost 5 years. I've been an NP about a year and a half.
Okay, so it was pretty new at the time. It was pretty new.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what kind of, when you were a traditional nurse, what kind of nursing were you doing, and what kind of nurse practitioner clients, you know, services were you doing?
So when I was a nurse, I worked at the hospital, and I did everything, oncology, I worked with surgical patients, orthopedics, neurology, medical nephrology, like you name it, I've pretty much done it.
Right.
And then as a nurse practitioner, I'm trained in family practice, and I ended up specializing in pain management and worked with interventionalists. So we did lots of joint injections and Botox for migraines. And that's kind of what led me into Botox. Was I was injecting people all day long for pain for different things. And I love injecting people.
So you're doing traditional nurse things. You're dabbling a little bit with Botox for migraine headaches, which is totally different than cosmetic medicine Botox. And yeah. Then you thought, I kind of like this cosmetic world. Like, what made you think beauty, anti-aging, cosmetic, like, you know, medical aesthetic, what made you think you want to consider that?
I wanted a change in my life. I had just gone through a divorce and I was a single mom, and I felt like I was working, you know, I'd work all day for 10 hours. I'd come home and chart all night and I'd do it again. And I was missing it. I was missing them growing up. That's when I started researching like where I could go. I started following some injectors here locally just to get a feel if I even liked it. And I did. It was fun. The patients, it's a big change from pain management. The patients are happy. They're excited to be there. No one's mad at you. And it gave me the flexibility to be my own boss. And because in Nevada, nurse practitioners have independent practice. So I was able to just go and do my own thing, make my own hours, make more per hour so I can pick my kids up from school and watch them at their activities.
So you took the class at National Laser and you took the whole smorgasbord? You took like 6, 7, 8 days. What do you take?
I did. I was there, I think 10 days. I did injectables, PDL threads, I did Kybella, everything, all the advanced filler and Botox.
Before you first started getting your hands on the needles, you know, the Botox, the fillers, the PDL threads, were you a little nervous? Were you skeptical? Were you scared? Or were you just excited and pumped up to learn something new?
I was terrified. It was something new and something, you know, I'm really good at all the things I do. This was something that was so new for me and I had a little bit of feeling in it, but it was so new. But as soon as I got there, everybody was just as scared as I was. And everybody's so nice. It was fun. It wasn't, you know, like I came into this super serious environment. While they take it very seriously, I didn't feel intimidated at all as soon as I got there.
So how was your overall experience, both from a learning standpoint and just did you have a good time?
It definitely took me to the next level. I didn't leave there just feeling like I had a basic understanding because, you know, you allow us to inject models all day long with the trainers right there. I felt really confident. And that's something that I couldn't get in any other. And I've taken other little short courses and stuff. I left there, you know, understanding what I needed to do, but not comfortable where I could go off on my own without somebody watching me do it. And I met lifelong friends. The injectors I met there, I still talk to. They're the people I call when something scary or weird happens. I mean, we have group messages with like Angelica and Amber. I still talk to Allison. Like, I still talk to my trainers anytime anything comes up. I mean, I've formed like lifelong connections with them, which is nice because I'm alone at my practice. So when something funky happens, which it does, you know, I have other people to reach out to that are so kind.
So the name of your company is called Primrose Medical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And tell me about the name of the company and how you've got the butterflies in your logos. How'd that all come about?
A couple of years ago, right before I actually came to National Laser Institute, my son died. And that's what really drove me to push myself to do something different. I needed a change in my life. I was feeling really lost. And even when I came to National Laser, I was so unsure what direction my life was going to head. And after going there, that's really what pushed me to make the decision. Like, nope, I'm going to get the building instead of just a room. And I'm going to believe in myself, because somebody gave me advice after he died that I needed to do everything I did was me living through him. And so all my successes were part of his successes. And I wanted to make his short life mean something. And so I decided that everything at Primrose was for him. So the butterfly in my logo, my best friend, it's actually based on a watercolor she painted and then turned it into a graphic image. We released butterflies at his funeral, and butterflies represent transformation. And for me, it was not only my own transformation, it's transforming my patients to understand how beautiful they already are. I'm not here to change you. I want you to see what I see and the rest of the world sees. And all the women in here have had hardships and been through things, and it took them believing in themselves to get where they are now and be so successful. And Primrose, I remember asking you what I should name my business, and you said it can literally be anything, just something that means something to you. And Primrose was the name I'd name my daughter if I ever had another one. And I decided, well, I'm not sure that's in the cards, so I'll name my business Primrose, because it is like my next child.
I love it. What's like a strong revenue day? Is it, you know, is a bit, is like $5,000 or $10,000? What's like a really strong revenue day, total sales in a day for injections? Just not for the whole company, just for you, you know?
Like 20,000.
So 20,000 is like, yeah, that's a busy day, right?
That would be a busy day, yeah.
Are you more passion, fun, excitement, this is cool motivated? Are you more motivated by, I want to make money?
Definitely not motivated by I want to make money. Truly loving coming to work, not feeling burnt out so I can be on for my kids.
For all the nurses out there that are watching this right now, and they're at the hospital, they're burnt out, they've been doing hospice for 10 years, and they just want a side hustle, change of pace, but they're nervous and scared. They're thinking, shit, what if it doesn't work out? What if I don't get a job? What if I can't make money? What if I struggle? What would you tell them?
They should go for it, because you get one life, and it's so short. It really is. And I mean, for me, National Laser, it took me investing in myself, and it was worth every penny. And you can kind of, you know, grab little quick courses online or whatever you can find, and you're not going to be ready. It took me really, okay, I'm doing this. Like, I am doing this. I believe in myself, and I want something different for my life. I want to love what I do. And I love being a nurse. I love caring for people. And this allows me to do that and have fun and have that work-life balance. But there's never going to be a moment. It's like saying, when are you ready to have a baby? You're never ready. Like, it just happens. And so you just need to go for it. And it takes you investing in yourself, in quality education. And that's what your patients deserve too. They deserve you knowing what you're doing and knowing what to do when something doesn't go the way it's supposed to.
Well, it's fun to catch up. It's fun to hear your story. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I'm glad your kids are doing well. Hit me up anytime if you need advice. Congratulations on everything. Say hi to everybody. And congratulations again on everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.